Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vic Friends Podcast. My name is Valerie Molyneux, president and founder of this Vitiligo support community, and it's my pleasure to come to you with my show entitled The Journey with Vitiligo. This is where I get to interview individuals nationally as well as internationally, and to just discuss with them their journey, their stories about living and coping with vitiligo. We also want to let you know that this year, it is our delight to be celebrating our 13th year with our podcast. Also, we want to let you know that our podcasts are being sponsored by My Vitiligo Team. Please, we ask that you would like, share, subscribe, but also follow our podcast because you'll get notification as to when the next show is happening. We thank you for your support, and right now, I ask that you sit back, relax, and enjoy my show, The Journey with Vitiligo. Well, hello out there in Radio Land, wherever you are across the globe, and we have global reach. We have stats of being in so many different countries, and so we're grateful, we're privileged to be able to reach and touch lives all across the globe. Tonight, I am interviewing a very special friend. It's been years, and today I did a thank you shout out on Facebook, and she was one of the people that just popped in with a few encouraging nuggets. And I said to myself, after just having dinner, I said, you know what, I'm getting up from this table. I want to do this. I want to reach out to a couple of these people with this that dropped some just hello nuggets, some just, you know, thankful for you kind of nuggets. And first and foremost tonight, having with me in studio is Shamika Pittman of Indiana. Hello, Shamika. How are you?
Hello. Hello. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I wanted to know your journey, your story. Who is Tamika? Married, mother, what career? Who's Tamika?
Tamika is, I am a divorcee. I am a mother of three, two adult daughters and one teenage son. My career right now, I have had some health issues, so I have taken a leave for a while, and so I have just been spending time, you know, with health and wealth and, you know, with the Lord and going through this journey day by day, taking it one day at a time.
Well, we pray for healing, whatever it is, that God will touch you and renew your strength so that you, if you desire to get back out there, that you can get back out there. You're still a pretty young, beautiful young woman, so we hope that you can get back out there.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
It's a privilege and an honor, my honor, having you with me on this show called The Journey with Vitiligo. So let's start with your journey. Growing up, when did you first notice vitiligo?
Wow, I first noticed vitiligo when I began to change during junior high. In junior high school is when it started. I was probably about 12 or 13.
Young, yes.
Yeah,
and how was that for you?
Young.
Was bullying rampant back then?
Absolutely. It was at the time. I wore makeup. I wore a cover phone to try to cover the spot. So it was, you know, they made fun of you with the spots. Mm-hmm. They made fun of me, you know, I meant to say me, you know, with a lot of makeup. So, yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great support system, though. My mother, you know, it didn't run in my family or anything on either side that my mother or father could remember. But I had an amazing support system. My mom, my sister, my dad, you know, they all were so supportive. My godparents, I was blessed to have God-fearing people around me and people that were always encouraging me, telling me I was beautiful, even though at the time I didn't feel like I was, but I made it to that point.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now, here you are, a 12-year-old girl with vitiligo. Was your parents concerned, and did they seek out treatment, any help, any dermatologists got involved?
Absolutely. My mother and father, they took me to the dermatologist. At that time, they didn't have a lot of information about vitiligo. Honestly, I want to say the person that I saw, they really didn't know what it was. They didn't have a lot of information. They did say it was like some creams or things that I could take or, you know, so we went and, you know, we just, my mom was like, well, do you want to do the cream or whatever? And I was like, you know, no, I'm okay, you know. So that was it. We kind of went to a few visits and then we just kind of let it run its course.
Wow. Wow. Now, so you're going through teenage years. And I'm sure the later part of your teens, that's the age we want a boyfriend. That's the age we want to start dating and prom. And tell us a little about that part of your life.
Wow. Well, it absolutely was challenging. I didn't come to the full acceptance of it because that's when I finally found peace. Was when I got to a point where I realized I have to accept this. This is my life now. I was 19, right. But prior to that, it was interesting, you know, because I felt like out of everything that could have happened to me in my life, it was like that was the worst thing that could happen. I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that it could have been worse. It could have been something. Right. You know, detrimental or like cancer or, you know, things like that people would tell me, but because it was how I looked and how I represented myself, it was a big deal to me. So it was a major blow. I was depressed for quite some time. I used to, you know, wear a lot of makeup, wear a lot of clothes. I cover up in the summertime and, you know, it was a challenging journey. It was hard. It was.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now you said mother didn't have it, father didn't have it, siblings didn't have it. In your community, did you see any other vitiligo people?
I did not. I was like, okay, Lord, I know you set that apart, but you know, I absolutely stood out in my community. I very seldom saw anybody that had it. So that 1% is exactly that. I felt I was the only one.
Now, were you dating life? Were you rejected? Okay, you graduated high school and what? What was next?
Yeah, I had like, you know how you have your first love in your teen. So I had a guy that I was dating when I was 16. Actually, that was the guy I went on to marry once I turned 40. Actually, I didn't marry him until I was 40. But, he was a big support at the time. Very supportive. Like, just very accepting because, of course, you know, he remembered me before the change. So, and, you know, when you begin to change, it almost just, you look in the mirror and you feel like you look like a totally different person. It's like, this is not the person that I remember, but, this is me. So I was definitely blessed to have someone in my life that was supportive and understanding and really, you know, I cried many tears, you know, it's something that I just, you know, couldn't, I was like, I cannot believe this happened to me. I'm like, why me? Why?
Now, you said you have 3 kids. At what age or so did they notice mommy looks different? Mommy's different from everybody else.
I would say probably when they were probably like 4 and 5. They were really small. My girls were like 16 months apart, so it was like having twins. And I can remember, you know, when I had them, I remember going to the doctor, and I remember like crying because I was like, you know, when they look at me, they're going to think they see a monster. I'm like, I was worried that my children would be scared of me because I dealt with that. And our children have always gravitated to me, and I love children. I feel like I'm an advocate. So when my skin started changing, children were afraid of me. And that was one of the most devastating things for me. That was hard. That was really hard because versus them running to me, they would run away and be like, "Mommy, it's a monster." So it was something. It was.
So has any of the kids ever asked, and what sort of answers would you give them at that young age?
You know, I used to just tell them yes. You know, they would more or less really, even from young ages, they really were very protective. You know, if someone said something about me, you know, they were like, you know, they would really be protective. And I just would basically tell them, I said, well, you know, the Lord decided that he wanted me to be two colors instead of one. That was the best I could explain. Yeah, that was the best I could explain it to, because children always want to know. And then a lot of adults would, like, try to stop their children from asking. And I would tell them, no, absolutely, I want them to ask. We want them to understand so that they won't be afraid. They'll just know that, hey, she's just two different colors. She's two colors instead of just one. So that was the best
Kids, like you said, they're grown-ups now. Is there any sign that vitiligo may have come through to any of your kids?
No, not that I know of. I know my 22-year-old, she just turned 22. Matter of fact, I'm the 24th. She would splotch in the wintertime. And the first time I saw it, oh, my gosh, I cried. I was like, oh, my God. That vitiligo. And me knowing what that's like, I did not want that for my child.
Right.
So I took her to the doctor, and they were like, no, she doesn't have vitiligo. She's just got this thing where in the wintertime when it's really cold, she just kind of splashes. So I'm like, oh, you know, I was so relieved, even though they watched mommy walk through the journey. You know, I held my head up high. You know, we do well amongst people, but I always held my head up high because I wanted my children to know. And I always taught them, too, you know, beauty is within. You have to start there first. And then it radiates out, you know, so.
But, you know, what's comforting is knowing that as a mother, you've done so well training them, you know, opening up a dialogue with them so that, God forbid, they should get it. They've been trained well. You've trained them well. You've readied them for whatever it is. You know?
I did the best that I could. I did. Yeah. I wanted them to understand they were beautiful inside and out, no matter what, as long as you know it. That's all that matters.
Right.
Hold your head up high.
That's right. And I love the part where you said, you know, when you were first diagnosed, there was just amazing support around you with mom, dad, siblings, family, and all of that. But as you move into womanhood, move into motherhood, you're an adult. Even as an adult, did you stumble on other people in your neighborhood with vitiligo, and did you find support after a while?
So I saw more people, as I, you know, more into adulthood, I began to notice, there are more people that have vitiligo, you know, but I was never a part of, like, any support groups I wanted to be. It was like there were times where I knew that there were some. I even thought about, like, having a support group, especially when I got to a place to where I could honestly say I now embrace you know, it was just one of those things where a lot of times I wouldn't even notice it until, like, maybe someone was looking at me or staring at me. But I'm just so grateful to the place I've gotten with it now, to where it's like, I don't even really notice it, you know. But I can't say it was always that way.
Right, right. But like you said, total acceptance. This is it. Yeah. This is what I have. I have to live with it, you know?
That's it. Accepting. And I think that's a little...
Self-love.
Go ahead. Yes. Yes. And I think that's a lot of what a lot of the issues when I've been a part of some groups and I've seen people, you know, having issues. I know, you know, when you walk in those shoes, you
yeah.
understand the issues of dealing with the stairs and people being scared
yeah.
and just everything that comes along with it. And I just know that it's like the depression, all of that was because I just didn't want to, I didn't want to accept it, but it was already there, you know? So
yeah. Yeah.
once I embraced
yeah.
it and I was like, you know, I've got to love me. And I began
yeah.
to, you know, do those affirmations, you know, everything I thought negative about myself,
hmm.
I turned it into a positive. I would get in that mirror and
Valerie,
I would cry. Because once I
yeah.
started changing, I was a person that loved to take pictures. I was always
yes.
jumping in somebody's picture. I was always going and getting, you know, professional photos. When the vitiligo started, that was over.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it was
man.
Like I finally got to a place where I was like, I'm going to look in this mirror, and if I have to do it crying, and I did for a very long time, I'm going to tell myself, you are beautiful. You are unique. You're enough. What the Lord has created is perfect, and He made no mistake.
He does all things well, and when He made us, He stamped good.
Yes.
This product, this person, Shamika, is stamped good. Valerie, stamped good. We may not see good in the mirror when we look in the mirror, but He who
yes.
loves us has created us, stamped good. So we're good. Period.
Absolutely. And I love, you know, when I was listening to you today, when you popped on, I was like, it was just like a total connection. I know you felt it too. I'm like, okay,
oh, yeah.
today must have been the day I was supposed to.
Yes.
Because everything
yes.
you were saying is right where I'm at in my journey now, just understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even the vitiligo, it was all a part of His plan, you know?
Yes.
God knows what He's doing.
Yes.
Like you said, He does all things well.
Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He makes
all
no
things.
Mistakes. Makes
None
no mistake.
All.
Wow.
And I'm just
wow.
so grateful that I've gotten to the place to where my vitiligo is beautiful. I used to get compliments a lot, and I would just kind of brush them off because I was like, you know, they're just trying
yep.
to, you know, be nice or, you know, things like that. But once I got
yeah.
to a place of like, you know what, my vitiligo is beautiful. And I
right.
feel like, you know, how you carry yourself, how you feel about yourself, how you present yourself to the world is how they're going to receive you. So
that's
I've
right.
had a lot of people
right.
tell me, you know, I really didn't even notice it because of the way that you are. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we're just like everybody else. There's nothing different, just a little skin change.
That's right. That's it. Nothing different. But we have to see ourselves in that mirror. Oh, my gosh. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. You're going to see blotches, but that's not what God sees. He sees us fearfully and wonderfully and beautifully made, created by His. We're His masterpiece. One verse says we're His masterpiece. Listen.
Yes.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
That's one of my favorite scriptures. I'm like,
see?
Am the Lord's masterpiece. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I led Bible study last Thursday, and that's where I went. I can't remember the scripture right now, but, yeah, I found that passage. We are His masterpiece. You know what you do with a masterpiece? You just put it up there, and, your grandparents with the china cabinet, you can't touch those dishes.
Yes, it's like everybody just stares at you, and they're in awe of it.
Yes.
It's like they're just in awe. And that's what I did early on before I, the Lord was always in it, you know, but
yeah.
when I was a teenager, my thing was, and I was kind of growing into it, I'm like, okay, because I had to figure out a way, Valerie,
mm-hmm.
to get past the stairs. That was the hardest thing for me. So, you know what I told myself, Valerie? I said, you know what? I'm like a superstar. I'm like a celebrity. That's all I literally took that thought there because I was like, you know, if I was Oprah or, you know, if I was, you know, some other famous person and I walked in the room, what would people do? They would stare at me.
And
so I began to embrace it that way.
Amen.
And I carried myself in that way. You know, you have to do whatever it is you got to do to cope. That was one of the
things. And you do it well. Let's continue to do it. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Yes.
Stepping out, stepping boldly, holding our head up, our shoulders back, and we're walking through this world with all of these things. Oh,
we are walking through.
Oh my goodness.
Stand out.
In Indiana, I think it was 2015 when Denise out of Indiana joined us. And in 2016, she joined us on the Capitol steps, and I gave her the task of giving out the 300 T-shirts to our vitiligo community members that came in from all over the U.S. and the world. And so I don't know if you're familiar with Denise, but I love the name she gave the group, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes.
Have you ever attended their meeting?
I am familiar with her. Now I think that's who I may have mixed you up with. Now I get
For
a moment I did connect, kind of like you and I. I connected
for
a moment. I was supposed to go to a meeting, but I never made it. But I have connected with her. Absolutely beautiful person. I'm like, we are some beautiful people inside and out. I tell you one thing about it. This, when something happens to you cosmetically, it's like, to me, it's an automatic internal inspection that takes place. It's like you have to begin to really get to know who you really are beyond what you see. It's been a great experience. I've gotten to know me beyond what I see and what other people see. And I had to develop.
You went deep.
Yes.
You went deep. Yeah. Go ahead.
That was all I was going to say. The same thing. It was a deep start. It was just the depth of it all and realizing the places that I needed to change in, and then allowing the Lord to continue to shape and mold and to, you know, his image, he sees his reflection, and that's still a process that's going on today. And I'm just so grateful for it. I'm grateful because I can, you know, help others, and I'm hoping this will give me the opportunity to finally get to that place where I can, you know, encourage others and be supportive of others, because I know what it's like. You know,
that's
I know what it feels like to not feel beautiful. And then I know what it's like to feel like you're the most beautiful girl in the world. So
absolutely. And that's what we are. That's exactly what we are. And there's a scripture, again, you know, I get reprimanded for always talking about scripture and about God on the vitiligo circle. But you know, there's a scripture that says, before I formed you, or another version said, before I knitted you in your mother's womb.
Jeremiah. That's Jeremiah.
Goodness, 33 or something. Listen, he had his hand all up us. He knows about us. He knitted us together.
He did.
But, you know, it was in the plan.
I realized, you know, that scripture that talks about, you know, his plan is not to harm us, but to prosper. Mm. Once I realized that it was all a part of who he was calling me to be and what my purpose is in this on this earth for him, it all makes sense.
Shamika, here's the funny part. In the beginning of the process, we had no clue. We wanted to take our lives. We wanted to jump off the moon.
Yes.
We wanted, because we didn't get it.
And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed.
And cried
I'm like,
and
I'm
played
like, Lord,
and pull out here.
Please just give it back to me. You know, it was like that was one thing. I'm like, Lord, if you never do anything else for me, can you do that?
Please.
And, you know, in his sovereignty, because he's like, yes. you know, this is just my will for your life.
Yes.
Once we accept his will, it's like, okay, Lord, I get it. This is
my eyes are open.
Yes.
My eyes are open, God. I got it. He said, you're here for a purpose. You're here to encourage, to uplift, to help somebody. Me? Are you talking to me? No. But he said, when you get it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Coming into a realization that he is the sovereign, he's supreme, and this is what he wants. This is the vessel, spots and all, this is the vessel he wants to use. And
this
so,
is the one.
Yeah,
and
surrender.
It's special. And it's
yeah.
special.
Yeah.
And I love it because, you know, when the Bible talks about giving, you know, thanks, giving him thanks in all things.
Ooh,
I
that
was like,
today.
You know, there's some things that have happened in my life, you know, when my mom passed, vitiligo, things happen, and I'm like, I don't know how. But it's
right.
like the closer I became to him, Ooh. To Christ, the more I begin to understand, you know, like you said, his sovereignty. And I'm like, okay, God, thank you. The day I was able to tell the Lord thank you when my mom passed, I was like in 2011, you know, thank you for this vitiligo journey, you know, then you know that you're absolutely on the right path.
Yes. That's what I was saying today. Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, you've got it. You know what his plan is. Because he said we plan and purpose, Jeremiah 29:11. He knows it.
Yeah.
And once we begin to grasp it, oh, okay, God, I see what you're up to. Uh-huh. I got you. I'm going to stick
That's
with
it.
You all the way. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's like whatever
oh
it is, whatever comes, whatever goes, it's
That's
like
it.
We, I'm here to stay. This is where I'm at. And so
yeah.
it just drew me closer. You know, it draws us closer to him. It,
yes,
it just does. Because even now, you know, at 48, you know, I would not be honest if I didn't say there are still some days I look in the mirror and I'm like,
Human.
And then
Human.
You know what? I go ahead, Valerie, I put those, my daddy decided to put some lipstick on, put my little glasses or whatever it is, you know, I still put me together and I go outside with my head held high because it's like,
That's right.
this
That's
is
right.
who I am. This is mm-hmm. who I am.
Mm-mm-mm. God knows what he's doing, and we're just so grateful to be alive in this season, in this time, for whatever reason he has us, you know, coming into our own, coming into an understanding that this is part of his plan. I see people now that's living differently because they've come to the realization that this is the plan. It was meant to be. It's a God thing. And listen, somebody said the other day, yeah, we're unique, we're special. Think about the way we treat something that we consider unique and special.
Yes.
So people, don't be jealous of me. Listen, please, y'all, don't be jealous of me. I'm special
Absolutely.
To God. I'm
Absolutely.
Unique.
That 1% is a great number. It's a great number. That is,
there's something in all
really
of that. There's
beautiful.
Something in this, for real. So we
so
just
cute.
Give God thanks. And I just wanted, like I said, after today, I just said, I got to reach out. I've been trying to do this for a long time. Uh-uh. Today's not going to go by. On this Thanksgiving Eve, I want to say I thank God for you. I thank God for you, and I'm glad we were able to finally. Listen, have you ever been to any of the vitiligo conferences?
I have not, but it is one of the – I absolutely hope to do it really, really soon. It's always you know, life has been lifing, but I was thinking, I was like, I'm going to be able to go one year. I'm absolutely going to make it, so – I definitely want to attend, but I have not had a chance. But I've been able to, you know, see, you know, when people post and I'm looking at everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at my family. Everybody's
it's
all
an
together.
Amazing.
I can only
everybody
imagine
should
what
do it
that experience is like.
Everybody should do it at least once for the experience. When God gave me the vision. When I saw the vision clear, I'm saying, no, God, you ain't for real on this. And it was, take this stuff to the Capitol. Me, take these people to the Capitol. And I typed on Facebook, if you have vitiligo, would you meet us on the Capitol steps? The emails were coming from Spain, Russia, Africa, any place in the world. Zambia. From somebody in Zambia said, how do I get a passport? I get the letters here. How do I get a passport? The first group of people, that's what I was saying on that message today, if you listen to it, the first group of people that celebrated this skin was a group of people from Nigeria.
Wow.
So from that day to this, that woman, her name is Ogo, O-G-O, she needs to be celebrated. The vision that God dropped on her is what we're spinning off of today. And that was, I launched my group here in Boston, just with people here in Boston, in 2009. She had something already launched, and she does not rightfully get the credit she deserves. But God is not asleep. He's going to handle all of that. But, vitiligo has been around for centuries upon centuries. And one of the things, because we're darker skin tone, you know, brown and black people, you see ours, right out there.
Yeah.
But the statistic, I did a survey on doctors across the U.S., did my survey, and the majority of the people, to be honest with you, are Caucasians that get this skin condition.
Wow.
And people don't know that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have the surveys, and it shows. I said, most of your patients, tell me the demographics of your patients, and most of them are Caucasian. And again, you can't see it that much on them. Whereas black and brown and even Hispanic, boom, you can see our vitiligo like that. But we've come a long way. We've come a long way.
Yeah, because I do. I sing karaoke around here out in Fort Wayne, and I didn't know one of the girls that I sing with. She comes up to me and she's like, hey, we're sisters. And so she was Caucasian. I'm like, okay, yes. I'm just, you know, I'm accepting of everybody. I feel like we're all human beings. So, yes, we are sisters. And so she shows me her vitiligo, and I'm like, okay, now I see it. You're so right.
Yep.
It's not invisible. We stand out amongst the crowd, for sure.
Exactly.
It's never awkward to be somewhere. I'm sorry about that. Somewhere and, like, it's me and 100 or 1,000 people, and I'm, like, the only person in the whole place that has vitiligo. But I'm like, okay, here we go. We're here. I'm representing.
That's right. But, getting to a conference will blow your mind. Getting to a conference will absolutely, as the organizer of the first one on the Capitol steps, I'm still blown that we were able to pull that off. And the fact that we agreed and said we would continue that, you know, gathering forever. And it's been going on. And so this one, I missed the last two because my husband had been sick and hospitalized and all of that. But this year, 2025, it's in Tampa, Florida. So we're hoping about 300 people meet us there. 311 came to Boston. We had it here in Boston and 311 registered. And about 50 medical students from different colleges came to assist, pass out papers, help people, directions. And so it's an awesome, awesome time to gather and meet your family. Because when we all come together, we're family.
Absolutely. You said it's going to be in Tampa this year. You usually have it around June, right?
Yes. So I think the weekend falls on the 27th or 20th, you know, right there somewhere. Because it's
the 25th.
Good. The 25th is the date of Michael Jackson's death. And so the folks in Nigeria consulted with his family and
you know, some group out of Russia, they all worked together and solidified the date. So it was even on the UN calendar. We got it on the UN calendar with 500,000 signatures. We got them to put it on the UN calendar in Washington, D.C., that we want to recognize June 25th as World Vitiligo Day.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. I think it is one of the most extraordinary, oh, my gosh, happenings. I think all of us were like, we know, we feel so special. If you never feel special in the other day, which I do, but, you know, it's like that day, it's like you just know, it's like, wow, you know, I matter in the world.
Oh, my gosh, when we all come together, it's like, it's a feeling, I don't know, there's no way to explain that feeling.
Yeah. My goal was to get there. I definitely want to be a part of it for 2025.
And that's what I was going to ask you. 2024 was in your neighborhood.
You know what? I could not believe. I know, Valerie, and I had moved, and I could not get back there. I couldn't go there at the time. I had some things happening. So I was kind of trying to keep my distance. And I was like, man, it was like right here. But I was like, you know what? Everything in the Lord's timing. I was like, I want to go to Florida. So I absolutely can get that off my list.
I'm going to keep you in the loop with everything. Now, starting today, you're a VitFriends member, and I'm going to start keeping you in the loop. You've been a member around us for so long. You're official today, and I'm going to start keeping you in the loop with everything.
I thank you so much, and I will absolutely keep in touch. I am so honored to have made your acquaintance as well. I know, you know, again, everything is in the Lord's time, and I'm like, it wasn't time for me then, but I know it's time now to be connected. So excited because I absolutely need you. I need you guys, and feel like, you know, I'm definitely, listen, I can be a part of the family, would love to connect, volunteer, and whatever it is, you know, I can do. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited.
So the conference was held in Indianapolis, but how far away are you? You said Fort Bend. How far is that?
I was 2 hours away. Pretty much.
Okay,
I was 2 hours away, but I couldn't go back there. And I was like, oh, man, it was just so close. It was my ex.
Well, I'm going to start sending you stuff to keep you in the loop. So I would love to see you there. I'm going to send you everything I need to send you to keep you in the loop.
I appreciate I appreciate you so much.
I am so glad. Thank you for these couple of minutes together to just share your story. Somebody needed to hear it today. I needed your little bullets and your little notes today as encouragement. We all need encouragement. So I thank you. I trust and pray that you and your family have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Somebody out there listening before you run off and they find themselves in a low place, leave them, if you would, some words of encouragement. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first thing I would say is the affirmations are so important because it begins, it's basically a seed that you plant within yourself. Basically speak the opposite of everything you think is negative about you. You know, because the truth is there are times we've looked in that mirror. I looked in that mirror and I'm like, I'm ugly. But I had to change my language. That was one of the most pivotal points of it was when I changed my language. It was important. I was like, you know what? No, you're not. You're beautiful. You're not ugly. I would feel weak. I'm like, I'm not weak. I'm strong, you know. Yeah. And I'm like, I was instead of being afraid, I'm like, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm actually courageous, and I'm brave. You know, so it is important to change your language, even if you don't believe it at the time. Mm-hmm. Saying these things about yourself, planting that seed and allowing it to grow, before you know it, it becomes a full foot. It's like an oak tree, a tree, you know, like it's planted by the waters. It's like it won't be moved. You will basically make yourself believe what you thought you couldn't, and that is that you are beautiful and that you are set apart and you do stand out, and that's okay. And the moment you know that it's okay, then it becomes acceptable. You'll see that it won't matter if people accept you or not, because you accepted, you know, God created you that way.
That's right.
Then
you're
well on your way to peace, having a peace of mind and happiness.
Well, I trust that, I know that someone will be blessed, will be touched by your encouraging words, and I hope that we get another chance to do this again. But until then, I want to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family, and may God bless you for your time with me today. I love you.
I love you too, and thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to have met you. Bountiful blessings to you. And you've been a vital chapter. You continue on doing great things.
By the grace of God. I will be posting this out on the VidFriends Facebook window within about 10 minutes. I love you. Stay well.
Thank you. You do the same. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Miss Shamika Pittman, a longtime friend and member of VidFriends, and they're out there. And so we're grateful to all of you who continue to support the work that we're doing. And your notes are a blessing. Your kind words are a blessing and an encouragement to us continuing to do this work. We thank you. We bless you. We just pronounce grace and peace upon your life. Until we meet again, this is VidFriends, Vitiligo Support Community, and our podcasts are being sponsored by my Vitiligo team. One announcement that you should know, come January, we are moving slightly away from podcast into another medium, and you will get some announcements from our lead medical student intern. Her name is Kristen, and we are working to see this happen for the first week or two of January. God bless you all. Enjoy your time with your loved ones, and please stay safe. Until next time. Bye-bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.